Even though Tiziana Dearing is out today, we've still got you covered with another edition of Ask the Doctors. The big coronavirus news of the week continues to be the spread of the Delta variant. It's driving lockdowns in countries throughout the Asia-Pacific region. And in response, the World Health Organization has advised that fully vaccinated people should continue wearing masks.
People cannot feel safe just because they had the two doses. They still need to protect themselves.
That's Dr. Mariangela Shimao, WHO Assistant Director General for Access to Medicines and Health Products. And the mask recommendation is a split from current CDC guidance, which since May has told fully vaccinated individuals they don't need to mask up anymore. So how dangerous is the Delta variant and how should we protect ourselves and others as we prepare to celebrate Independence Day this weekend? Let's ask the doctors. You can call in 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK if you've got a question. Joining us today are Dr. Philip Landrigan, a pediatrician, public health physician, epidemiologist, and director of the program for global public health and the common good at Boston College. Dr. Landrigan, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm very happy to be here. Thanks.
And also with us is Dr. Sabrina Asumo, assistant professor of medicine at Boston University School of Medicine and infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. Dr. Asumo, thanks for being with us as well.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. So we've got some real specific questions, but before we get into that, I really need to ask you both, where are we right now? Because on the one hand, we're seeing all this news about the Delta variant. It represents basically one out of every five cases in the U.S. We're told it's more serious, it's more contagious. At the same time, we know Massachusetts has more than 60% of the population vaccinated. We're seeing low case numbers. The seven-day average of positive tests is 0.29%, which is all-time low. So are we in a good place? Are we in a dangerous place? Where do we stand right now in terms of dealing with this pandemic?
I would say that we're in a very complex place. We're certainly doing a good job of pushing out the vaccine. Massachusetts has done a great job of getting down the cases. So far as we know, the current vaccines provide protection against the Delta variant, but we got to be careful. We got to be careful. I mean, there have been countries around the world that thought they had it beat, and now COVID-19 is coming back. And so I think that the idea of wearing masks when you go into a crowded place makes sense. Because little children under the ages of 12 have not been immunized, it makes sense to wear a mask when you're around little kids, even if you've been vaccinated. If you've been fully vaccinated, the risk of getting this infection is low, but it's not zero. And why take a chance? This is an infection that can kill you.
Dr. Asumo, what about you? How concerned are you right now?
So, no, I agree with Dr. Landrigan that we are actually in Massachusetts. We're in a great place. I mean, our numbers have never been this low. We've done a really great job of vaccinating a large portion of the population. But, you know, as COVID-19 has also told us, you know, it's very complex and a lot of it is local. We sit here in Massachusetts, we're doing great, but there are other parts in the country that don't have as high rates of vaccination. And unfortunately, that's where we're seeing the surges. And we also have to think about, you know, the fact that we live in a global society. You know, in some parts of the world, only approximately 1% of people have been vaccinated. So it is complex. I would say that the message is that the vaccines are safe and effective. And if you haven't been vaccinated yet, you have a great opportunity to do this and you should get vaccinated as soon as possible. But we are still at a time where we need to be cautious because these variants will continue to evolve unless we really work to vaccinate the world.
So how challenging is that mixed messaging? Because on the one hand, we're saying, okay, all the data we have shows that if you have the vaccine, if you're fully vaccinated, you are pretty well protected. On the other hand, things could spiral quickly and we should still be taking precautions. Those seem to not really fit together. How do we reconcile that?
Well, I think the answer to that is it's not a static situation. If this was a completely stable virus that didn't mutate, that didn't evolve new strains, then we could say no need in the world for a mask if you're fully vaccinated. But this is not a stable virus. The experience of the past 15 months has told us that this vaccine continues to evolve. Thankfully, up until now, the strains that have emerged are covered by the vaccine, but that's not a guarantee. For future performance. So it's tough. And I appreciate that it's awful tough to communicate this complexity, this uncertainty, this mixed message to people, especially people who are tired, people who've been buckling down for more than a year. But this is not a good time to relax our guard.
So you mentioned the vaccine a few times there. We got some news on the vaccines today. There were some studies published in the journal Nature on Monday that seemed to suggest that the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines could potentially protect us for years. Tell us a little bit about what we're learning and what that could mean.
Well, I saw that article. Of course, there's really no way to know that it protects people for years until years have elapsed. And right now, nobody has had the vaccine for more than about a year at the very most. So it's reassuring news, but it's not absolute protection.
Dr. Osumu, do you think we're still going to see the need for boosters moving forward, or too early to tell?
I mean, it is too early to tell, but the two questions that we need to think about, you know, there are boosters that we're thinking about that would need to be administered because immunity has waned. So that's one question, and we need time to figure out how long it is going to take for immunity to wane, or is it going to wane? The second thing is it that we're going to need boosters because our variants have evolved, and so vaccination that were effective early on are no longer protective. But I might say that reviewing some of the data that are coming out, I feel very encouraged by some of the new studies that are coming out, especially that Nature article, because, you know, early on in the pandemic, we focused a lot on immunity waning and whether antibodies level were dropping. But what that Nature article did, and some other articles that have come before it, is telling us about durable immunity that evolves when our memory cells take over and are able to, you know, to sort of address any further infections that would come along. So the reassuring thing is that if you do get your two vaccines, your two mRNA vaccines, you know, you're likely to induce durable immunity that would continue to protect you for a long period of time. In terms of knowing for how long, we'll have to wait, but this is very encouraging news.
And we don't know where Johnson & Johnson fits in and all that, right? This is just the mRNA vaccines we're talking about.
Yeah, it is correct that a lot of the data that are available are for the mRNAs. But the encouraging thing, you know, whenever anybody thinks about Johnson & Johnson, I keep saying that, you know, Johnson & Johnson is able to do in one shot what you need to do with two shots in the mRNA. We shouldn't forget that with the Johnson & Johnson shot, you get that you're able to induce, you know, T cells and memory cell, which is really important. And I would also remind our listeners that there's an ongoing study to figure out if you're going to need a booster of the J&J vaccine to sort of increase that immunity, because everybody remembers the 66% that was far lower than what we'd seen with the mRNA vaccines. But we have additional studies that are coming out. Hopefully they'll provide additional information, but the J&J is able to do what the mRNAs need two shots to do. So it is a great vaccine, and I want people to feel reassured.
So, Dr. Landrigan, you were the one, I think, that said we're in a complex situation. I think that's putting it mildly, because on the one hand, we're seeing, you know, the TD Garden is fully open, Fenway Park's fully open, folks are gathering by the thousands. And yet, listening to the two of you, it sounds like your recommendation for folks, if they're going to gather for a backyard barbecue this weekend, is that something folks should be masking to do, even if they're vaccinated?
I think it depends on who you're with. If you're with friends and family with whom you've spent a lot of time in recent weeks and everybody in the gathering is fully immunized, then I think you can go without a mask. But if you're going into a public place like Fenway, where there's going to be hundreds, thousands of people, almost certainly some of those are folks who are not vaccinated, who may in fact be carrying the virus and don't yet know it because they're in the early stages of the infection, then there's the potential for spread. So it's a matter of having, I think what listeners have to realize is you have to have situational awareness here, and all circumstances aren't equal, and you got to judge the circumstances of where you're going to be and who you're going to be with.
Dr. Osumu, what about you? What advice would you give folks heading into the holiday weekend?
Yeah, I know. You know, the messaging has been so hard, and it's so hard to craft a good public health message. But there are just some key fundamental principles to remember. One of them is what I want people to remember is, you know, outside versus inside. Outside is safe. Like if you have a decision, am I going to have a gathering at my house? Pick outside. And if you're outside and there's, you know, it's well ventilated outside, I think that, you know, you don't have to take as many precautions as you would need to do inside. So I would say let's recommend and make some suggestions for what we do know is our safer practices. So outside, I think it's fine if you want to have a barbecue. The thing that would be concerning if you're in a crowd, because that's when you would need to wear a mask. But if you're outside with a small group of people, I think that doing and having fun outside is safe. The second thing to think about is inside. So if you're inside, you have to think about, you know, who you are, what is your medical history? Are you at risk for complications if you were to get COVID-19? If, for example, you're someone who's immunosuppressed, you know, and we do the data actually show that and for patients who have immunocompromising conditions that, you know, two shots may not be enough and they may need a third one and a booster. So you have to think about your own situation. You have to also think about who's around you. You know, do you have people, you know, do you have unvaccinated children who are around you? In these cases,
so much to think about, obviously. Yeah, Dr. Sabrina Sumu, Assistant Professor of Medicine at Boston University School of Medicine and Infectious Disease Specialist at Boston Medical Center. Thanks so much for being with us. And Dr. Philip Landrigan, pediatrician, public health physician, epidemiologist, and director of the Program for Global Public Health and the Common Good at Boston College. Dr. Landrigan, thanks to you as well.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
That's our show for today. I'm Chris Sitterick. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.